This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The world is closing in on 5 million confirmed new coronavirus cases. The latest numbers show globally more than 325,000 people have died from COVID-19 since surfacing in China last December. The United States has recorded the most deaths at nearly 93,000, followed by Britain, Italy, France, and Spain. World Health Organization Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus voiced alarm Wednesday about increases in new coronavirus infections in poorer countries. The director general said at the organization's regular news conference on the pandemic that they are very concerned about rising cases in low and middle income countries. Tedros said the WHO continues to support member states in efforts to ensure essential supplies reach healthcare workers and patients, and that health systems continue to function. Spain narrowly passed a measure extending a state of emergency with the help of small parties. But in some neighborhoods of Madrid, Barcelona, and other cities, people walked in the streets banging pots and pans in protest at restrictions when people can leave their homes. Spain has eased some restrictions to allow children outdoors and some shops and beaches to reopen. But it has a quarantine for overseas travelers and ordered all citizens, including children older than six, to wear masks in public. A consortium called the Modeling and Simulation Hub Africa, or MASHA, released its first projections of the impact of the pandemic in South Africa. The scientists say more than a million people in the country could be infected by the virus, causing at least 40,000 deaths by the time the disease reaches a likely peak there in November. This is VOA News. The U.S. Supreme Court is temporarily preventing the House of Representatives from obtaining secret grand jury testimony from special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. The court's order keeps previously undisclosed details from the investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 election out of the hands of Democratic lawmakers at least until early summer. The court will decide then whether to extend its hold. A construction company favored by U.S. President Donald Trump has received the largest contract to date to build a section of the president's signature wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. A U.S. senator confirmed the award went to Fisher Sand and Gravel Company. That company was investigated by the Department of Defense Inspector General after receiving a separate $400 million contract last year. Kramer said the company will build 42 miles of border wall through, quote, really tough terrain in the mountains in Arizona. President Trump